Well, the mics are back on, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs. Welcome back to everyone. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm host of Radio Entrepreneurs and also CEO, founder of Mage LLC since 1985, working with leading organizations and leading leaders. I want to thank our host who built our studio. That's MTP Software. Thank you, Frank Sincotta, and your team, and the leader in sports CRM. Our next guest, returning, but bringing a bodyguard this time. I don't know what Jonathan did to you when he was here. Did you feel you need a bodyguard? I'm more helpless than Jonathan. That's Leanne Larson, a founder and director of Elevate Counseling, and she has brought Heather O'Reilly as her strong arm.
That's right.
Right. Yes. So tell us again about Elevate Counseling.
Sure. Well, we are a private group practice. We have three locations for behavioral health, and we employ licensed mental health counselors and licensed independent clinical social workers. And we help clients as young as 3 years old, all the way into retirement and the aging adult. We do individual counseling, couples counseling, family counseling, group counseling, for anything from adjustment to divorce, grief and loss, anxiety, depression, substance abuse, trying to just deal with life on life's terms. Right now I have approximately 25 staff members. Four of those are administrators. We have two new clinicians coming on board. And we are just recruiting staff right now. We are trying to continue to hire and grow because there's such a need that we've tapped into the middle class, you know, folks out there in the world that are just doing life and struggling.
Is this all in one location or is it
no,
multiple locations?
We have our main office in South Easton, right on Route 106. Exit 10 off of 495. We have a satellite in Bellingham, Massachusetts that has 8 counseling rooms, and that's exit 16 or 17 actually. And in South Middleborough, we're off of exit 2, where we house 3 offices.
Is there a therapeutic orientation that you bring to counseling?
Myself personally, I do a lot of grief and loss, trauma and addiction work. And it's a more narrative, processed, human experience, humanistic, right? Interconnected, interpersonal. But we have a lot of staff who do cognitive behavioral therapy, which is very popular. That talks about, let's identify your thoughts. How do those inform your behaviors? And how can we pause, create new meaning making, new thought patterns to improve the behaviors to get the life that you want, the relationships that you want,
That's one of the better definitions of cognitive therapy I've heard.
Yeah.
That's a good way of putting it. Very practical for the listener.
Yep. And there's rational emotive behavioral therapy, which is first we look at emotions. How do those drive our thoughts, right? So you take it to a different place initially, and then go into the thoughts.
So, Leanne, were you always an entrepreneur, do you think, in your heart?
I was definitely always an entrepreneur. This is not my first business.
Right. Well, so let's get into the way, you know, maybe Jonathan did this. Let's get in the Wayback Machine. What is your career path that led you to this?
So my very first business was, while I was in grad school, I was actually a Reiki master teacher. I did spiritual counseling. I was a little bit of an intuitive, you would say. Worked for 7 years and had people saying to me, why are you going to college to be a therapist? And I said, because this isn't really what I was called to do. But I had a very thriving business doing that work as well.
Wow.
So always healing, right? Always helping.
Did your family have entrepreneurial roots?
No. Dad was, you know.
Yeah, but still going from individual therapy, even group therapy, individual therapy, to such a, you know, expansive thing, it's a lot different. Mm-hmm. You've got a full business beneath you.
I do, and I have an incredible team. Heather is, you know, on that team. I have administrators that handle my billing and my intakes, and I have an assistant director who handles my clinical staff. She directly supervises and checks documentation and all that. So I have the people behind me. I have HR outsourced and my accounting and bookkeeping and advisors.
Again, did you recreated a model, or was this just all
this
intuitive on your part?
This
you sort
new.
Of evolved it as you went.
Yes, this is a new model because I took everything that I had experienced, because I had worked in agencies. I worked in another person's group practice. I worked in a hospital, methadone clinic, prison for this long. And I took all of the things that I thought were strengths of those environments and brought those with me. And everything that I noticed was a limitation. I think especially as a woman who was primary caregiver to the kids, who needed flexibility, who wanted to be able to tap into my strengths and my creativity, I wanted to really design a place for people to work where they were going to be able to do what they loved to do and not be in that box of rigidity, but to be flexible and affirming of a personal life as well as a professional life. And that's really what I sought out to do in creating Elevate, which is why I think we're so successful.
Are you affiliated with any other hospitals or no?
So at this time, what happens is we have a lot of referrals coming from hospitals, doctors, churches, schools. Our own clients are sending us clients by the droves, which is why we're in such need of getting the word out about us as a great place to work.
Is it all word of mouth, or do you have a specific marketing strategy that you utilize?
Well, we do the typical online stuff. Heather, you want to talk about what you're doing?
So I just actually started diving in. We're now on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and we're trying to reach out to local counselors that have licensed mental health counselors, and they also have the ability to want to work for us, because what we're talking more about is how our employees currently now enjoy Leanne's new kind of direction that she's gone with this, which has been wonderful. And a lot of our staff, we're trying to showcase how much fun it is to work here. It's great to have a team that you can rely on. And that one of the biggest things that Leanne has really helped with is having that small group practice feel, but yet we're still a larger practice. And they feel that there's a lot of support and resources, because when you're on your own, you're on your own. And Leanne's developed a wonderful team that's able to rely on each other and really enjoy that. So that's how we're doing a lot of our marketing right now.
Do you have a standards or a supervision model that you utilize?
Sure. We actually are servant leaders. So all of our clinicians who are interested in supervisory roles, whether it be site supervisors or clinical supervisors, have opportunities to grow. Our HR consultant, HR First, who you should have on this show, she does a great job training leadership and to make sure that we are compliant with all the rules and regulations. But we have case consult groups. We have one-on-one site supervision. People present cases, right? So we're in it together. But the company is by and large run by clinicians. The only people who are not clinical would be Heather. Heather has a psychology degree, mm-hmm. however, and my billing staff.
What's next? If this was 2 years from now, what would you be telling me? Where are you going?
Mm-hmm. My goal is to be big enough to be able to provide the full suite of benefits that anyone would expect from a company. So I want to be able to offer very good health insurance to my employees. So I will not stop growing until we are big enough to meet that goal. So will I have 5 locations, 7 locations, 8 locations? I'm not really sure. But until we get to that place, we're going to just keep doing what we're going to do. We're going to reproduce our efforts. We're going to keep helping people. And I very much see my job not only to provide an ethical place to get good services as a client, but a really great place for my employees to get great service to and for each other and from me. So that's really our goal at Elevate Counseling. And I think it's working.
I think so. Yeah, absolutely.
We have a lot of great feedback from our clients.
Great
and
feedback.
Our staff.
Yeah,
well,
absolutely.
You know what? Time flies. And we've been speaking with Leanne Larson, founder and director of Elevate Counseling, with Heather O'Reilly. If someone is looking for Elevate Counseling, how would they find it?
ElevateCounseling.com. Elevate-Counseling.com. They also can search for us on Facebook. and on Instagram. Instagram is Elevate_Counseling_Services. And then we're just at Facebook Elevate Counseling.
And services. Your phone number?
And my phone number. You can reach me anytime, basically. 508-850-5380. And people can reach out there to either discuss getting an appointment, or if they're interested in learning more about our services, or even some more information to help them in their search for services.
And that might be a first. Usually we don't get phone numbers unless people are over the age of 50.
Oh my goodness. Sometimes people like to call.
No,
and have
I know.
A
I know. And
especially
we have,
with therapy.
And the fabulous Mark Z always asks everybody for their phone numbers when he's here, but he's not here. we miss him. But remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs, and stay tuned for more stories.